السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our advice today is the importance and significance of Salat. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us in the noble Quran, Hafidhu ala salawat, guard all your Salat, was Salatil Husta, especially the middle Salat, which refers to Asr Salat in majority of the Ahadith in Mishkat Sharif, in Bukhari Sharif, in Musnad Ahmad, and various compilations. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. The true believers are those who guard their salat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا, who guards their five salat, كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا وَبُرْهَانًا وَنَجَاتًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The salat will be a means of radiance and effulgence, a proof and evidence, and a means of salvation on the day of justice. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظَ عَلَيْهَا, the people who neglected their salat, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نُورٌ وَلَا بُرْهَانٌ وَلَا نَجَاتٌ. There will be no nur and radiance for them, no evidence and proof for them, no salvation for them. وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on day of Qiyamah, these people who neglected the Salat, they will be مَأَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيْ بِنْ خَلْفٍ. They will be with these big, big non-Muslim kafirs in Jahannam, Allah forbid. The hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad and Tabarani and Ibn Hibban. So it shows that people will be landing in Jahannam because they did not read their Salat. Those who read their Salat, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna rajul la yansarifu." A person finishes Salat and then goes away. وَمَا كُتِبَ لَهُ, and is not written for him, إِلَّا أُشْرُ صَلَاتِهِ, but 10%. Because there was no khushu, khudu, no devotion, concentration. تِسْعُهَا ثُمُنُهَا سُبُوهَا. So it means, سَبُوهَا, that the people will get 8%, 9%, 7%, سُدُسُهَا, خُمُسُهَا, رُبُوهَا, ثُلُثُهَا, نِسْفُهَا. So some people will get 1/6, some will get 1/5, 1/4, 1/3, 1/2. So it shows that this is all according to our sincerity, devotion. People reading Salat, playing, fiddling with their clothes, playing with their beard, and playing with the burqa, the ladies. So the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Likewise, today we find people read Salat, but remember, they do not read on time. They read when they feel like. So that is a major, major sin. Remember that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's various ahadith on this topic, and each one of us needs to take heed of it. Otherwise, remember that that person there will end up in Jahannam. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. So we should remember that a person who delays his salat and he just does it to show people and so forth. So therefore we need to be very careful. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Sunan Abu Dawood, Sahih, authentic hadith. Allah Jalla wa Ala states, so this is hadith Qudsi. Inni faradtu ala ummatika. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Allah, I have made compulsory on your ummah khamsa salawatin, five salat, wa ahadtu al indi ahadan, and I made this pledge and covenant upon myself, annahu man ja'a yuhafidhu alayha, whosoever reads it, alayhinna liwaqtihinna, they read the salat on the time, adkhaltu al jannah, al admati min jannah, wa lam yuhafidhu alayhinna, those people who don't read it on time, fala ahada lahu indi, then I myself, I don't have a covenant and a pledge with them that I will destroy them because they have destroyed their salat. Imagine this authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. We all need to pay heed. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khamsu salawatin, five salat, iftarahudahunna Allahu ta'ala, Allah made it compulsory. Man ahsana wudu ahunna, buswallahunna liwaqtihinna, the person who performed wudu properly, read his salat properly on time, wa tamma ruku ahunna wa khushu ahunna, he made proper ruku, he had devotion, concentration, kana lahu alallahi ahadun. Then there's a covenant pledge, promise from Allah, ay yaghfir lahu, Allah will forgive him. Wa man lam yaf'al, people don't do so, fa laysa lahu alallahi ahad, then by Allah there's no pledge by Allah for him. Insha ghafara lahu, if Allah wants, Allah will forgive him. Wa insha adhabahu, Allah will punish him. The hadith in Abu Dawud. Likewise, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma min abdin yudhnibu dhamba, there is no servant who commits a sin, for yuhsinu tahur, and then he makes proper wudu, thumma yaqoom, and then stands up for yuswalli rakatain. He reads two rakat salat, thumma yastaghfirullah, and then he makes istighfar, begs Allah for forgiveness, ghafarallahu lahu, Allah will forgive him. This is now not a daily we are making the same sin, this is once in a while. See the Quran what it says. وَالَّذِينَ ثُمَّ قَرَى هَذِي الْآيَةِ Nabi alayhi salam read this verse. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَأَلُوا فَاحِشَا People who committed major sins. فَاحِشَا أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَاحِشَا means obscene, lewd things. Or they wronged themselves. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ They remembered Allah, the majesty, the grandeur, the forgiveness of Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ And then they ask Allah for forgiveness for their sins. And they know, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Who can forgive the sins? Nobody except Allah. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ And they don't persist and continue with their vices. This is where we go wrong. We think we just commit the sin daily and we still read two rakat salat. No, the tawbah means we don't go back to it in future. Istighfar is for the past. Tawbah is for the future, not to go back to those vices and sins. That is a sign that our tawbah is accepted. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا They don't continue and they don't persist with that vices and sins. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And they know the hadith is authentic in Sunan Ibn Majah, in Sunan Abi Dawood. So each one of us should take heed from these type of things. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many ahadith on this topic of salat, and remember that each one of us must be very, very careful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us, Ala ukhbirukum bima wa akhwaf alaykum. Must I not inform you of that which I fear the most before you? Indi minal masih dajjal. Then Masih Dajjal, he'll be one of the worst enemies. But there are other enemies. Qala kulna bala. We said, why not, Ya Rasulullah? Faqal ashirkul khafi. That the minor shirk, the major shirk is people associate, ascribe partners and associates to Allah. That is out of the fold of Islam. So the minor shirk and smaller shirk, ay yakum ar-rajul, a person will stand, and then yuswalli, and he will now read salat. فَيُزَيِّنُ صَلَاتَهُ لِمَا يَرَى مِن نَذَرِ رَجُلٍ Because now he sees somebody is looking at him, so now he tries and reads a beautiful salat, just to impress that person and show off, يُرَاءُنَ النَّاسِ to show off to people. And remember, if that person was not there, then remember he wouldn't read salat like this. So this is shirk khafi, the smaller version and aspect of shirk. May Almighty Allah protect us. This is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us of those Alladina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. They read their salat with devotion, concentration. Salat is called salat because it is a link and connection and a nexus between the servant and Almighty Allah. Allahumma jalna min al-faizin al-maqbulin. Ya Rabb al-muwaffiqin. Ya Rabb al-alamin.